So, I've not done an audiobook in ages, so hello. I'm currently waiting on the train at Wester Hales, where I've been working here kind of for the last couple of months as a community development worker, just a few days a month, but today we had a big meeting about kind of taking steps forward in the process of developing the Digital Sentinel, which is a online newspaper, which I prefer to see it more as an online news agency for the community of Wester Hales. Quite exciting actually. We're kind of at a stage where we can start pushing things forward and actually start to vision what it might look like. We're in this great space in the library, which is going to be the Wester Hales Room, which is like an archive sort of resource for the community to come in and, you know, read about everything, consume everything about Wester Hales. But I also see it as something as a community newsroom, as a sort of, you know, there's computers, there's access to equipment, there's going to be access to the internet hopefully, so, and also the idea that it's a sort of neutral space that people can come from many different organisations to discuss what exactly news means these days. It seems to be this real kind of interesting comparison, which I've noticed with Citizen Really, of what is news, what is journalism, what is archives and what is storytelling. And I kind of feel today that we're kind of in a position where you start seeing it moving forward. I guess my role is to kind of develop workshops for people that maybe are community leaders. The language is difficult because no matter what I kind of think about, is it leaders, interns, workers, I don't know, it's very difficult, but in this sort of ever-changing world of social media, community media, it's kind of identifying who the sort of passionate people who drive the community are interested in using the internet in this way. So yeah, I just wanted to kind of record my thoughts on that. We're kind of in the process of developing a proposal for Citizen Really Mark II, so I'm starting to get into the frame of mind of what does it mean to sort of catch these stories? Are we kind of telling stories of other people, or are we allowing these tools, the thing I have in my hand, to dictate the direction that we might go in? I don't know, quite interesting. So I, freezing, and there's snow here, but back to Glasgow I go. Bye.